Oh man, it's been a minute since I've been on here. This is the Council Connection. I'm your host, Fabian Vicks, and on today's episode, I want to compare. I want y'all to stay with me now. I want to compare learning an instrument, becoming proficient on an instrument, to school counseling. Just follow me on this one. I also want to talk about my thoughts on GSEA. Housekeeping items and my final thought on some big news that I got while I was at GSCA. So, you know, this is the part of the show I say, let's go. So, let's go. So I want to start off with the GSCA. Of course, you know, I'm with SCOOT as an ambassador and association liaison. First time we've been together in, we'll say, 2 calendar years, because our conference last year was virtual and it was in Athens. For you Bulldog fan, go Bulldogs. Yeah. But it was great seeing a lot of friends. A lot of my folks from Bibb County came in there, and I was happy to see them. I haven't seen them in a long time. It was good to see them and hang out with them and laugh and trip out and, you know, just shoot the breeze with them. Since this is a PG podcast sometimes, so you know what I want to say. But it was cool seeing them again, and I miss them a lot. But I know where I'm at now is where I want to be until I'm led to another place or led into my next stop. I don't know what it's going to be, but whatever that happens, I'm not saying I'm going anywhere, so this is not news. I'm just, you know, when something tells me to move, you move. If you have believe in a higher being, go with that. But 876 members, 876 counselors were at conference this year. That is a lot of people, especially during the pandemic, that were ready to be professionally developed. And it was also awesome seeing the different people and getting to mingle and collaborate and network and that sort of thing. And it's pretty cool being back in person. So that's one of the things about being at a conference. You get to see people you either went to school with or your program or your previous district or people you never met before, and just connect with them, just get to learn about other people in their districts and try to collaborate and work on a common goal, is making sure our students are successful every day in every way. So that is one of the greatest things about going to a state conference. National conference, you know, you might have long distance friendships or whatever. You might talk over social media or email or group text or whatnot. You get to see them at conference and you connect that way too. But nothing like the state conference, which goes back to join your state association, so that way you can always connect with your peers on a state level without always having to with you. Of course, we want you to go to your state conference, but we want you to network not only at conference. Okay, remember that. I did present this year, me and Diana Berger, friend of the show, we did present on the counselor administrator relationship. A few people have said that this was the best session that they went to. I didn't say that. Of course, I think ours is the best session because it was our session. So we gotta cape up for our own stuff. If you don't talk confident about your own stuff, nobody's going to do it for you. So, you know, it was pretty cool presenting with Diana, and it was great. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed people there. They were getting a lot of feedback and asked some good questions there. So this is my third time presenting at GSCA, and hopefully I'll be able to do it again next year. I don't know what topic I'm going to do, but it's going to be something that's going to be vital for our counselors. Also, if you go to GSCA's page, or if you go to my Facebook page, I should also put on my Council Connection page. a little somebody was playing at the opening session. That somebody was me. So for those that listen to my podcast, I play saxophone as well. I've been playing for over 30 years, and they, Dr. Hester asked me to play, and I was like, okay, cool. Here's a list of songs I'm thinking about doing, and we did it. And I played, and a lot of folks didn't realize I could play, and some of the folks that are on my friends list knew I really could play. Some folks knew I played, but they didn't know I can play. So if you listen to the podcast, I knew you could play, but you can play. So listen to the diction and the inflection of my voice. So it was humbling that I'm playing in front of my peers, and they're saying that about me playing. So that's humbling right there, because you know, I've been playing for 30 years, and I don't get scared when I play. I can honestly say this is the first time in a long time that I was scared to play. I was scared to mess up. I ain't gonna lie, I messed up on like the fifth or sixth note. But after that, I was cool. I was cool after that. But it was just nerves. And seeing those folks and you up close in the crowd like that, and you know, not on a true stage. But once I start going, and it felt comfortable. It's just like when you're doing a core curriculum, this year. First time doing it, you're fresh out of college, fresh off your master's program, and you got your lesson ready, you got your pre and post test ready, you ironed your clothes, you actually gonna put on some business professional clothes to go in the classroom. You're so fresh, so clean. Then when you hit that classroom with those middle or high school students, that happens. You freeze up. Once you start getting comfortable in doing it over and over again, it rolls off your back like water in the shower. I've been playing for so long. I played many different places. I was in the marching band in high school at Tri-City High School. Marched the band at Fort Valley State University. Drum major at the Fort Valley State. Played in front of Bishop Paul Morin. Played for Angela Christie. Did some different things, and it was still humbling and scary at the same time playing for peers. And a lot of these peers I ain't never not met. That's incorrect English for those that were English teachers before you were counselors. I ain't never not met most of these folks. So, you know, your boy was scared. But all in all, it was a good conference. It was Athens. I can't wait for Savannah next year. River Street. Right on River Street, so you know what that means. It's gonna be a great time. For those that didn't go to the conference this year, y'all better be there next year, because it's on a Tuesday through Thursday, so it's gonna be different. So you might be able to take that Friday off also. Some folks might try to take that Monday through Thursday, but I know for Fabian and Vix, it's gonna be a 3-hour drive to Savannah, so Fabian's gonna leave that Monday before Tuesday, so I already have it planned out. I'm trying to see if I can book my room early and get that taken care of. But that's my thoughts on GSCA. It was great to see everybody there. It's great to reconnect. It's great to connect. And all in all, even while we're in a pandemic, everybody stayed safe. Everybody stayed safe in their own way. And it was pretty cool. And it was good to be back in person. It really was. Okay, now, what you all waiting for, you want to hear me compare playing an instrument, we'll say saxophone, because that's what I play, learning an instrument and becoming proficient at it as compared to being a counselor. We'll be right back with that. Okay. This is the part of the podcast you've been waiting for. You want me to talk about learning an instrument and you being a counselor at the same time. So let's just start from the levels of both of them, of playing an instrument and becoming a counselor. We'll just say for my circumstance, let's say for instance, I've never been in education. We'll leave that as a blank canvas. When I played saxophone, I never played another instrument before. Well, let me take that back. Try to play drums, but that one didn't work out. We'll leave it as a we'll worry about playing an instrument that involves wind and blowing. instead of playing rudiments and that type of stuff. We're going to start a fresh slate. Never been to education, never blew into a horn. All right? So when you are learning your instrument, one, you got to get to know what that instrument is. My instrument is saxophone. It is the weirdest looking instrument versus everything else. Flute is straight, clarinet is straight, trumpet, you know, straight with three valves and a little curve. Tuba goes up, inner tubes like an intestine. Trombone, you got a slide, boom. French horn, just depending if you're doing a marching French horn or a concert French horn where it got the curves like an intestine and a big bell. Saxophone, you got different rods on there. It's made of, mostly made of brass or whatever. It's curved, but you use a reed to blow into it to play on the mouthpiece. You got a metal instrument, but you're using a reed to blow in it. So it should be considered a brass instrument, but since you're using a wood reed, it's considered a woodwind. Counselors, you are learning the basics of what it is for counseling, educational psychology, statistics. You learn the basic fundamentals of education. If you've never been to education, so you're using for my course at Liberty, EDUC 500, quantitative analysis 518, EDUC 518. We'll start from there. That's the basics. You're getting the basics of education and the basics of saxophone right there. You see the line right there. Once you start getting further along as far as small groups and assessments, possibly curriculum instruction, we'll say diversity. We'll use those, some of those classes. Once you learn the basics of what a saxophone is and what is music and how to read notes, that's your EDUC 500 class. Like I said, we're using Liberty as an example. Once you learn those basics and learn about IEPs and testing and so forth and so on, you'll gradually move on to different courses, like I said, assessments. And then when you're about to, you know, about ready to graduate, you're going to take EDUC 661, which is about a comprehensive program of different steps. Oh, we learned about the theories. Let's go back. Let's backtrack a little bit. The 12 main counseling theories. Playing saxophone, you got your 12 scales, major scales. We haven't got to the minors or the pentatonic or the diminished or anything like that. We're just talking about the 12 major scales that you learn. From B flat to C to D flat, E flat, D, G flat, B concert, E concert, so forth and so on. Just like your 12 counseling theories like Adlerian or solution focus or talk therapy, so forth, and cognitive behavior therapy, so forth and so on. Once you get to a point where you learn all of those things, you're ready to play and learn the instrument. You're ready to do your concert for your beginning band or your 11th or 12th grade band. Counseling, you're doing your internship for the year. That doesn't mean you're great at it now. You're fulfilling the requirement to show that you are competent enough to gain employment in the school district. Same thing as at a concert. You have learned your notes. You have learned your different rhythms. You have learned dynamics. You have got to a point where we're ready to put it all together to showcase what you can do right now. So think about those things there where you went through all the steps of learning your saxophone, how to clean it, how to take care of what reed to use, what is a saxophone, the different fingerings, dynamics, accidentals, counseling. You're going to learn your theories, small groups, individual counseling, diversity, comprehensive program, assessments, statistics, so forth and so on, and you're ready to go to your internship. Now, you go to college for playing an instrument. You get more detailed instruction as far as this is your instrument. You need to be more defined on it. You finish your internship in school counseling. You're in your first school. Now go do your job. If you have another counselor, or if you have another counselor in the middle of high school, or if your elementary is large enough, or if you're in a district where it gives you mentors, you have a mentor to fall back on, playing sax phone. If you're, like I said, if you're at a college, you probably gonna have a main band right there. Your main focus most likely is gonna be on the, depend on the instrument. If you have a band, the main band director play all brass instruments, and you have an assistant director that deals with woodwinds, that person will be your go-to person to make you more proficient in sound on your instrument. Your co-counselor or your mentor is there to guide you through different things as far as the school climate or how to do small groups or learning to read the students and the families in that demographic of your school zone. So once you start gradually learning that particular demographic, you become more proficient. Same thing with if you're going to college, you're playing an instrument. If that's going to be your major, music performance, you learn the different pieces. That's jazz, straight ahead, concert, symphonic, classical, so forth and so on. Theories. You bring back theories. Now you're going to, remember you learned in theories, you learn your major scales. Now if you in college, if you're doing music performance or music education, you need to learn way more than just the 12 scales. You have to learn your 12 jazz scales or your 12 minors or your 12 diatonic or your perfect fourths. Understand the theory of music when you arrange songs or when you're reading music. Why was this placed here versus this? Why does this fit better than this? Why does my D flat constant diminished 7 fit better than a C diminished 7 right here? Counseling. Why would solution-focused therapy work better than cognitive behavior therapy? Oh, why does Adlerian does not work here, but talk therapy work here? You're using different theories in both circumstances. You need to find out why this works here versus this one that I'm using right now. In college, maybe 4 or 5 years to graduate, school counselor, you're still going to learn. I say it takes maybe 4 to 5 years if you stay in the same building to learn your voice, to learn your style, to get into a rhythm of how flow or how you become a counselor or how you're being the counselor that you are today. So I told you, if you stick around with me long enough, I will make it work together. If that sounds crazy, leave a comment on the messages tab and just give me your thoughts on how playing an instrument is similar in learning how to be a counselor from the ground up. Now, we'll be right back with my housekeeping items right after this. All right, this is the part of the show where we do our housekeeping items. You know, you can find us on the Twitter, @FaveThePSC. You can find me on the Facebook, under the Council Connection with Fabian Vicks. You can also find me on FaveTheCouncil.Weebly.com. I need to update it. I just haven't updated in a while, okay? So don't judge the page, okay? I just need to update it. Of course, you listen to this podcast on a multitude of platforms, which are Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and, of course, Apple Podcasts. Hopefully, for those Georgia counselors out there, we released our first episode of the GSCA podcast. Take a listen to it. GSCA, we love your support. That's another form of professional development for members only, of course. If you're not a member of the GSCA, you will not have access to the podcast or any other free PD. Well, you pay for it, but this is PD that you don't have to leave the building for. You can do this at the house or listen to it in your car or whatever. It's going to be so awesome doing this project, and I hope you take the time out to listen to it. Of course, you know, this podcast here, we're always looking for administrators to come on and talk about their relationship with counselors, other counselors, counselor interns, teachers, instructional coaches, whoever that may be listening to this podcast. We want you to listen to this podcast and maybe come on there. Leave a thought. Also, since I haven't been on here in a while, I also appeared on another podcast. That name of that podcast is called Encouraging Words. I am on episode 65. Sharing Time for Caring. So I was on their podcast. They do 5 to 6 minute hits on their podcast, and it's pretty cool to be on there for somebody interviewing me and from being interviewed and picking my brain about things and asking me some stories. So it's more about on kindness, and this month is about kindness and some things that we've done for students, how students have affected us. So take a listen to that one, and hopefully you'll be able to take something from it. I have a couple good nuggets in there, so hopefully you listen to it. Now I'll be right back with my final thought on my big news that I got announced to you guys. Be right back. Fave's final thought. So the big news that I have, nothing to take up 10 minutes about, but I'm going to give you a story. Give you a little story about my journey as a counselor so far. I got hired in 2016 at Applin Middle School. I'm thankful for my time, my 3.5 years there. I was thrown into leadership in a lot of different ways, and took on a lot of responsibilities, I walked in, I ended up becoming a PBIS coach, didn't have a slight clue what it was, but I made it my own. Once I learned everything about PBIS and the different roles and what it should look like, I took that role on and did the best what I could do with it, and we became an operational school my fourth year. We went from installing to emerging to operational. And I was just as shocked as anybody else. We were operational school for PBIS, so that's pretty cool. My first couple days as counselor, Dr. Stewart, our student support service coordinator, had me do a quick presentation on SCUDA. The next year, the district, you started using SCUDA. It's a time analysis system for counselors to track their time. I also presented to... at that time, it was a zone for counselors. I present on time analysis and different tools they can use to track their time. Also, we can advocate for non-counseling tasks to be removed from our plates. That was 2017. I presented on that. Now, fast forward to 2018. I presented at GSCA for integrating your tech tools and data and technology into your school comprehensive program. I presented on that. I was very excited about that. That was my first time presenting. The following year, I became an ambassador for SCUDA. I've been in counseling for 6 years, and I've been using SCUDA for 6 years. So, if I'm using that long, since day one, I'm pretty confident about what I use. I was on the GSA leadership team with the Beacon, the publication for school counselors in Georgia. Now, of course, I'm on podcasting. I presented 3 times with GSCA in 2020, 2018, and this year in 2021. And all through those years, I've applied to present at ASCA. I've applied, it's my third year in a row I've applied for ASCA. Fourth year, I think. I applied 4 years and all. Every year I apply, I've got turned down. So my presentation partner, Diana, friend of the show, Diana Virgil, me and her said we turned it to the GSCA. Whichever one gets picked up by GSCA, we're going to use that for ASCA for the following school year, which will be the following year, which will be next year. We turned that in August for ASCA. We turned this one in for GSCA back in May, and it got accepted, and we presented. So me and Diana are exhibiting at GSCA, and I received an email from Jill Cook, I believe, from ASCA, conference chair, one of the conference chairs there. I can't remember the name. I think it was Jill Cook. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I apologize for missing the name. When I saw the email, I think, like, I got turned down again. Oh, well. Then I saw, it is our pleasure. When I saw it is our pleasure, I knew it got picked up. Our presentation on the counselor-administrator relationship, counselor-principal relationship, strengthening the counselor-principal relationship. They changed the title a little bit to make it flow better for them. So we are going to be presenting at ASCA in Austin, Texas, July 8th through the 12th. Our date of our presentation is on July the 8th, the first day. So imagine that for about year. I'm going to see counselors from all over, not just Texas, not just Georgia, all of Earth. All of Earth gonna come see me, Diana, and I to present on how to build your relationship and capacity with your principal. So this was a shock. As you can tell in my voice, I'm like, wow, I am shocked on this one. So that's my big announcement. Nothing deep this week for my final thought. It's just something I'm very humbled again. Like I said in my first segment, I was humbled to be asked to play and from in front of my peers, and it was humbling to do that, and I appreciate the opportunity that I was afforded to do that. And I'm appreciative of the opportunity to be presenting at ASCA, and I'm still in shock. And now we just got to tighten up some things on our presentation and get some handouts and stuff prepared for them. And if you're going to ASCA, if you want to go to ASCA, now's the time to start saving some money for it. If you know you're going, go ahead and turn your professional development. Go ahead and save your $350 for registration. Depends on where you're flying from, about $400 for tickets, and about $1,000 for your room, and probably about get $3,000 ready to go for ASCA, or put a proposal into your district to pay for it. But it's gonna be a wild trip, and it's gonna be exciting, and we gotta come in and hit the ground running on that Saturday, because we're gonna be presenting that first day. So y'all pray for me if you do that. If you have a higher guy, you pray. Do that for us. It's going to be exciting. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast today. I want to thank GSCA for the opportunity to play at the conference during the opening session. I want to thank you for taking the time out for listening to my show, and I am out.